With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
On this special episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, Father's Day is nearly upon us, and so we thought we'd bring in one of our favorite dads. Pat Forty has appeared on this show many times, and he's written countless more pieces for Sports Illustrated. He's also covered 9 Olympics. But the Summer Games in Tokyo were something entirely different because Pat got to watch his daughter Brooke win a silver medal in swimming. So on this episode, Pat reads his essay about that experience and the daddy-daughter bond. It's Friday, June 18th. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
This was the second time this summer that the phrase little moments made me realize they actually are the big moments. Specific to this story, Brooke's Olympic experience sits at the top of an athletic pyramid built upon little moments. Now this, all of this. A place on Team USA, an anchor spot for the 800-meter freestyle relay preliminaries, a silver medal. All of a sudden, the little brown-eyed girl who used to sit... I'm going to cry reading this. I haven't read this in a long time. All right, get it together. Eyes closed. Inhale. Exhale. Gratitude activated. I was about to watch my daughter swim in the Olympics. Headline, I've covered 9 Olympics. Nothing prepared me for seeing my daughter win a medal. Is Pat Forty in here? I was indeed there. There being the Tokyo Aquatic Center, specifically the final press conference of the Olympic swimming competition. Caleb Dressel was the speaker who asked the question. I was in the media contingent preparing to write a story about him. I was not prepared to be called out from the dais.
So in goes Caleb Dressel up there in lane one.
58-4 by Michael Andrew.
Dressel and 3 American teammates had won the men's medley relay in spectacular fashion, setting a world record from an outside lane and keeping intact the United States streak of never losing that event in the Olympics.
And from lane one this time, the U.S. is 15 for 15, world record, gold medal again.
It was the perfect way to end a week of wild ups and a few downs for the Americans. It was Dressel's 5th gold medal, finalizing his stature as the biggest global star in his sport. And in response to a question about team bonding, Dressel had an anecdote to share that he wanted me to hear. bringing the sweetly surreal duality of my media/parent role here to its conclusion. His anecdote involved my daughter, Brooke, Dressel's U.S. swimming teammate, and a failed strategy. Dressel explained, "We, meaning some of the male swimmers, taught some of the girls on the team how to play poker. This is one of my highlights and shows some of the uniqueness of USA Swimming. We were, I guess, the coaches, and I've got to come clean. I had Brooke go in on King 6, which is my favorite hand, and I said, hey, shove all in. And she busted, so I apologize. Moments like that, it's so much fun, and they all clapped for each other on every hand. It's the craziest thing. But moments like that and moments at training camp are where we become Team USA. The stupid little moments. It's not the big moments that are caught on camera. It's the moments you don't see." This was the second time this summer that the phrase little moments made me realize they actually are the big moments. At the end of June, my friend Scott Van Pelt from ESPN texted me a picture of his young daughter's swim meet. Quote, "Road game, nervous, won her heat. She was beaming, just enjoying the little moments," end quote. No such thing, SVP. The little moments are the DNA of everything profound. Every great relationship, every great accomplishment, everything that lasts and matters and lingers in our memories as we age. Specific to this story, Brooke's Olympic experience sits at the top of an athletic pyramid built upon little moments. The neighborhood pool races where winning a heat ribbon was a triumph. The jump up with her older brothers, Mitchell and Clayton, to year-round swimming, and the excitement of overnight trips from home in Louisville to exotic locations like Indianapolis and Nashville. The advancement to two-a-day practices and 4:20 a.m. wake-up calls, where breakfast with teammates was the reward before heading off to school. Earning a black national team cap as a member of the Lakeside Seahawks club team, a true stamp of arrival. Then the bigger meets all over the country, and eventually the chance to represent the United States internationally in Singapore, Europe, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea. A scholarship to Stanford, and the unmatched fun and camaraderie of a college team environment. All of the doubt and stress that went into the 16-month final leg to make the Olympic team, which melted away in an unforgettable experience in Omaha in June. Now this. All of this. A place on Team USA, an anchor spot for the 800-meter freestyle relay preliminaries, a silver medal. All of a sudden, the little brown-eyed girl who used to sit on my lap in the stands at age group meets is taking pictures with Kevin Durant and playing poker with Caleb Dressel. Despite busting that King 6 hand, Brooke gave the male star of these Olympics credit for being a good poker coach. She said she went on to win more than she lost in matches with her teammates. No money changed hands, though in one game there were nuts used as currency, cashews, almonds, and macadamias. As Brooke reached the top of the pyramid, the reflections on all the building that got her to this point kept coming for me. The overwhelming realization that this was actually happening. We are in Tokyo for the Olympics, and I'm just about the only non-coach parent on the planet with this opportunity. Had to be processed in increments. One of the sayings I've often used with Brooke when she felt like she was facing an impossible task, academically or athletically, was this. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So it was for me, seeing something dreamed about for so many years take tangible shape in front of me. Pictures from the Olympic Village. Wow, this is real. The sight of her on the Olympic pool deck. Are you kidding me? That's really my kid? We are acquaintances with the parents of Will Smith, the Los Angeles Dodgers catcher and a Louisville homeboy, and his mom articulated it well when we saw her over 4th of July weekend. She said, "I still don't believe it. I'll be driving on the Waterson Expressway and suddenly it hits me. Will won the World Series." This is my 9th Olympics, so I know what they're supposed to look and feel like. It's not this, with quiet venues and limited movement and such extreme caution when it comes to human interaction. I felt bad for what the athletes were missing, the fellowship with their peers from around the world, the immersion in a melting pot of cultures and sports, the feeling of all being in this extraordinary event of a lifetime together. Despite what was not present, There was no squelching the athletes' excitement. That was palpable from the opening ceremony onward. After coming so close to not having these games happen, every athlete was so happy to be here and acutely appreciative of the opportunity.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
My situation was more complicated. The child on the team and friendships with many of the athletes and their parents, I would have loved to slip into team dad role, but the lockdown prohibited that, so there would be no orange slices or juice boxes or food deliveries from me to them. Also, I had to work roughly 12 to 16 hours a day, factoring in bus time to and from the Tokyo Aquatic Center. Most awkward of all, I had to attempt to objectively and at times critically cover the U.S. swimmers and their coaches while trying not to put my daughter in a difficult position. This was by far the best assignment of my life. It was also by far the strangest assignment of my life. The day before they lit the torch, I got my first chance to see Brooke in person. I was at the aquatic venue for a media session with U.S. coaches. She was there for practice. We got 5 to 10 minutes to talk in a back hallway. I wanted to hug her, of course, but safe social distancing had been the team mantra for a month. Don't mess it up now on the cusp of the games. At least I was there, in her presence for the first time since Omaha for Olympic trials in mid-June. I had empathy for all the athlete parents who couldn't get closer than FaceTime to their children. She looked great, sounded upbeat. All systems go for her event 6 days away. When the competition began on July 24th, you could see how fired up the American team was to swim. They were easily the loudest cheering team in the venue. From my vantage point in the press tribune on the other side of the pool, it was a joy to see Brooke as engaged as anyone in the U.S. team section. Americans storming to 6 medals on the first full day of swimming may have happened without that team spirit, but I'd like to think there was some correlation. 3 days out from her event, there was a hiccup, because there always is a hiccup with this child. She swam a time trial for her coach, Greg Meehan, and her time was very slow, well off what she recorded in Omaha to make the team. Being the relay anchor created some stress. Now this added to it. Despite the knowledge that the U.S. team did not have to be spectacular to make the eight-team relay final, everyone wanted to swim fast while representing their country in the Olympics. But that was the last time any worry was voiced. When I saw her on the pool deck, she waved at me in the stands, something she was not prone to do before this trip. Text exchanges were humorous and stress-free. She seemed ready for her moment, Wednesday night in Japan, Wednesday morning in Louisville. Back home, the support and excitement were heartwarming. Her club team put up a banner at the pool. Her high school put up a banner. Local media all ran stories. And a breakfast watch party was organized for family and about 50 people with ties to our original neighborhood team. All she had to do was step up and swim against the world's best. One of the restorative, stress-releasing rituals I've undertaken before my kids' biggest swim meets is to find some quiet time alone to consciously express appreciation for the moment. When Brooke and her brother Clayton were competing at the U.S. Nationals in Irvine, California in 2018, when both had the best 400 individual medley swims of their life, the quiet time came after I dropped my wife and mother-in-law off at the front gate, then parked and walked around the facility to the pool. Every afternoon, I had the same conscious thought. What a gift to be here. How fortunate we are. In Omaha earlier this summer, that time was the 20-minute walk from the hotel to the arena. It was harder here in Tokyo to find any solitude, however brief. But before the night session started, I walked around the side of the venue and found the setting sun shining on my face. Eyes closed. Inhale. Exhale. Gratitude activated. I was about to watch my daughter swim the Olympics. Relieved of work duty for the night and able to watch as a father, I asked my friend and colleague Michael Rosenberg to get video of the race on his phone. I watched Brooke and her relay teammates be introduced, and there was another wave of realization. This is going to happen right in front of me. Before the start, I did, in fact, cheer in the press box. I've yelled, "Go, Brookie," before every race she's ever swum, and I wasn't going to stop at the Olympics. Fortunately, nobody objected. The race unfolded pretty much perfectly. Bella Sims swam a solid leadoff leg. Then Paige Madden put the U.S. in front. Then Katie McLaughlin increased the lead. When Brooke went in, she had a solid lead over the Chinese.
So 40 in her first Olympic swim out of Louisville, Kentucky. Just graduated from Stanford about a month and a half ago. And in a strange positive twist of fate, her father is actually witnessing this swim in person. Pat Forty, who is the award-winning journalist, is actually covering the Olympics for Sports Illustrated, and he's in the building watching his daughter swim this final leg of this relay.
When she finished, exactly 1 minute and 57 seconds later, the fastest time of her life, the lead was maintained and the American relay had advanced to the finals as the number two seed. She had put in the work, and she performed when called upon.
To the final stroke for 40, she will touch in 7:47.57. China second, Germany third. And so the quartet of Bella Sims, Paige Madden, Katie McLaughlin, and Brooke Forty accomplished the mission as the United States will move on into the final.
What happened next was my moment of the Olympics. After touching the wall, being congratulated by her relay teammates, and checking the scoreboard, Brooke looked up and found me in the stands. The look on her face wasn't clearly visible from where I stood in the arena, but the slow-motion TV replay made my heart grow three sizes that day. Her countenance radiated joy, satisfaction, and relief. And with that, I was running. I had to get down seven flights of stairs to get to the media mix zone where I could meet up with Brooke for my favorite post-race interview of my career. McLaughlin, a California Golden Bear, threw some shade at my Stanford swimming shirt, same one I wore when Brooke made the Olympic team. This was no time to mess with the mojo. I'm not sure I actually even asked her anything, but it was a moment to cherish. The next morning, it was up to her teammates to bring it home. Allison Schmidt subbed in for Sims, and Katie Ledecky subbed in for Brooke, two of the most decorated swimmers in U.S. history. What followed was one of the best races in Olympic history. With China blazing in lane 3 and Australia following in lane 4, the United States was playing catch-up in lane 5. Ledecky gave furious chase in the anchor leg, splitting the fastest 200 time of anyone in the race by a wide margin. She passed the Aussies and nearly caught the Chinese. All I knew at that point was that my kid had an Olympic medal.
Ledecky of the United States running second. It is Leah Neal trying to catch Ledecky, but she won't. The U.S. should get the silver here, and China pulls off the big shocker. America with the silver, Australia the bronze.
Later on, I figured out that all three teams broke the world record. Brooke 40, Olympian, was now Brooke 40, silver medalist. Like, for real. All the work, all the so-called small moments had yielded this moment too big to dare believe it could happen. She sent a picture later of her wearing Ledecky's borrowed silver. She wouldn't get hers until after the meet, which brought it home even more. Congratulations poured in via text, email, and other methods. It was gratifying to see all the excitement from people who knew her. Next thing I know, she's on the Today Show with five of her teammates and Michael Phelps.
Couldn't have worked out better for us to both be here when nobody else's family is here. And I was lucky enough to finish my first Olympic swim and get to see my dad right away. That was a really special moment.
I got to be together with Brooke one more time in Japan when we met for a CBS interview in the main press center. No hugging, keep the masks on. Other than that, it was just a few more waves from across the venue. On the final day, Caleb Dressel dropped his poker anecdote, the last of the surreal moments in Tokyo for me as a parent journalist. I checked the story with my closest source on the team. She confirmed. The little moments, they have added up to something grand beyond measure. Gosh, I didn't know it was going to be that hard.
We'll have a link to Pat Forty's article in our show notes. I've covered 9 Olympics. Nothing prepared me for seeing my daughter win a medal. So an interesting postscript on Brooke 40. In addition to her career-capping silver medal, she also won 5 NCAA titles for Stanford. And now that her swimming career is over?
Got plans for next year. So. I'm actually moving to Peru in September. So I will be a bit off the grid. I have accepted a position with the Peace Corps. I'll be a public health officer in rural Peru.
You heard that right. Brooke 40 is heading to Peru with the Peace Corps.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
She had put in the work, and she performed when called upon. What happened? Oh, this is going to kill me, this part.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.